Good morning, everyone. Today is the 13th of March, Monday morning. You're having a good week this morning. I've entitled this video, Broad is the Way That Leads to Destruction. But the question is, who put you on the narrow way? Did you put yourself on the narrow way? I know I didn't put myself on the narrow way. And I don't keep myself from the broad way. God's the one that keeps me and restrains me from the broad way. You know, we need to remind ourselves on a daily basis that the narrow way is the way that leads to life eternal, and God's the one that put us on it. Many people forget to proclaim the election of God, and they put it in the hands of man who's dead in his trespasses and sin. God is not a God that he would lie when he says he's chosen us in him from the foundation of the world to be conformed to the image of his Son. I heard a guy last night say it could take years and years and years. Well, all I know is that God created the earth in 6 days. And when he died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." And the veil was rent from top to bottom. He said, "It is finished." You're either an elect child of God or you're not. You've either been predestinated unto adoption or you haven't. You either cry out, "Abba, Father," to your Father in heaven, or you don't. There is one God and mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. For as much as the children are not partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. In Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. By his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And for this cause he's the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called, might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. He is also able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. I just read from 1 Timothy 2:5, Hebrews 2:14, Isaiah 45:22, 1 Ephesians 2:13 and 14, Hebrews 9:12 and 15, and Hebrews 7:25, excuse me. So many people want to give credit to man. You know, I believe that we need to examine our walk and walk daily in the Spirit and continue in the Word of God. Like I said last night, I don't think we have to be Greek or Hebrew scholars. I believe that God can reveal himself through the authorized King James Version of the Bible. I know he revealed himself to me through the authorized King James Version of the Bible. He didn't reveal himself through me through Strong's Concordance, you know. He revealed himself to me through reading the Bible. And realizing that grace is unmerited favor of God. Realizing we were all born and conceived in our sins. Realizing that His death on the cross is a perfect sacrifice for sins of His people. Realizing that His sheep hear His voice and they follow Him. Realizing that all that the Father hath given Him will come to Him, and all that come to Him He will in no wise cast out. Realizing that the only way we're going to come to Him is if He draws us to Himself. And that's the only way we're going to come to Him, is if He draws us to Him. You know? You know, there's many things that we may not understand about the Bible. We may not understand a lot about eschatology. We may not understand a lot about theological constructs, but God can reveal Himself to you know, what did they say about the disciples? They saw that they were poor. They were poor and ignorant men. Okay. You don't have to be. You don't have to have a PhD or a doctor's of divinity degree or a higher education to for God to save you. You know? And so I think we need to be cognizant of the fact that God is not limited by time or space or intellect or anything else. I remember one time, this had a big impact on me. I was working with some Down syndrome children, and the first time I met this one boy, he was about, I think he was about 13 maybe. He ran up to me and he says, "Larry, do you believe in Jesus?" And I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "I believe in Jesus. Jesus died for me." That had a big impact on me. If God can reveal Himself to a Down syndrome child, you think He can reveal Himself to an uneducated idiot like me? You know, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." Little children don't have they're not Greek and Hebrew scholars. God can reveal Himself to little children. You know. So anyway, that's what's on my mind this morning. I hope that you're encouraged in the Word of God, and you know, like I said last night, I have nothing against Greek and Hebrew. I just don't think it's a prerequisite for salvation. May the good Lord be with you today. God bless.